Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Net Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Money Mafia, A World in Crisis, Paul T. Hellyer, the former Canadian Minister of National Defense, embarks on a compelling and contentious journey through the dark alleys of the global financial system and its profound impacts on the world. Published in a time of increasing skepticism towards the economic and political elite, Hellyer's work is an explosive exposé that challenges the conventional narratives surrounding monetary policy, climate change, and international conflict. By drawing from his extensive experience in politics and his deep research, Hellyer unveils how a money mafia, a coalition of financial, political, and industrial interests, has engineered a system that perpetuates their wealth and power at the expense of the many. This book delves deeply into the ramifications of their actions, including economic instability, environmental degradation, and the erosion of democratic institutions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Global Financial Monopoly, Paul T. Hellyer's investigation into the money mafia starts with an in-depth analysis of the global financial system. He argues that a small group of financial elites control major global banks and institutions, such as the Federal Reserve in the United States and the Bank for International Settlements. Hellyer explains how these entities exert undue influence over the global economy, manipulating currencies and dictating economic policies to governments. This concentration of financial power results in a skewed economic system, where wealth is increasingly funneled into the hands of the few, exacerbating inequality and undermining the economic stability of nations. Hellyer calls for drastic reforms, including the dismantlement of financial monopolies and the introduction of more democratic and transparent monetary systems. Secondly, climate change and environmental neglect. Hellyer critically addresses the issue of climate change, highlighting how the money mafia's relentless pursuit of profit contributes to environmental degradation. He points out that big industries, particularly the oil and gas sectors, which have immense financial and political influence, are major drivers of climate change due to their massive carbon footprints. Despite widely recognized scientific consensus on the dangers of unchecked environmental damage, Hellyer argues that these industries have successfully lobbied against meaningful environmental policies. The book discusses the catastrophic implications of such negligence, including the loss of biodiversity, extreme weather events, and the potential for irreversible ecological damage. Hellyer advocates for an immediate global shift towards renewable energy sources and stricter environmental regulations to mitigate these risks. Thirdly, weaponization of global finance. Hellyer delves into the militarization of economic interests, illustrating how the money mafia uses financial tools as weapons in geopolitical conflicts. He explores the concept of economic hitmen, who are tasked with ensuring that countries remain within the sphere of influence of major powers by indebting them through loans and dictating their economic policies. This economic leverage is used to control resources, dictate political outcomes, and sustain the military-industrial complex. Hellyer condemns this practice, arguing that it leads to cycles of poverty, violence, and dependency among the world's most vulnerable populations. He calls for a new approach to international relations, one that prioritizes cooperation, development, and genuine independence for all nations. Fourthly, undermining of democratic institutions. One of the most alarming concerns raised by Hellyer is the erosion of democracy through the influence of money in politics. The money mafia, according to Hellyer, has not only economic but also significant political power, using their wealth to influence elections, policies, and regulations. This undermines the principles of democracy, as decisions are increasingly made in the interests of the wealthy elite rather than the general populace. Hellyer suggests that this is a global crisis, manifesting in weakened labor rights, deregulation of industries detrimental to public health and safety, and the growth of surveillance states. He advocates for campaign finance reform, greater transparency in political lobbying, and the strengthening of democratic processes to counteract these trends. Lastly, proposals for reform. In the face of these daunting challenges, Hellyer does not leave the reader without hope. He offers a series of ambitious but necessary reforms aimed at dismantling the power of the money mafia and restoring economic and environmental stability. These include overhauling the global financial system by introducing full reserve banking, implementing a global currency, and enforcing stricter regulation on financial institutions. Heliar also champions a significant investment in green technologies and renewable energies, alongside international cooperation to address climate change effectively. Further, he proposes a redefined concept of national security that prioritizes human welfare and ecological sustainability over military expenditure. By implementing these reforms, Heliar believes we can forge a fairer, more sustainable world. In conclusion, Paul T. Heliar's The Money Mafia, A World in Crisis should be mandatory reading for anyone concerned about the future of our planet and the integrity of our global institutions. By weaving together complex narratives of financial manipulation, environmental neglect, and political corruption, Heliar paints a dire picture of the world today. However, he also offers a blueprint for change that is as radical as it is inspiring. This book is particularly relevant for environmental advocates, economic reformists, policymakers, and citizens worldwide who wish to understand the systemic challenges we face and engage in meaningful advocacy for change. Through Heliar's insights, the reader is equipped with the knowledge to envision and demand a more equitable, sustainable, and democratic world order. The benefits of heeding Heliar's call to action are immense, offering nothing less than the potential for a renewed era of global prosperity, peace, and ecological balance. If you would like to support Paul T. Heliar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.